All right, everybody, welcome back to another, yes, another edition of the EG3 podcast. I'm surprised I can talk right now. Eddie Greer III, your host for the EG3 podcast. Underneath, of course, for those that are trying to find the podcast, the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. Again, sports, running, and we're reporting across this comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, which is still cold. I feel like we're still in winter here in the middle of March, March 17th, 2026. I am recording this on officially St. Patrick's Day, so happy St. Patrick's Day to all that are those that celebrate it. Boy, oh boy, what an afternoon. I'll get into me here in just a moment. I know a lot of people are interested what's going on with me on the running front. Well, a big statement was made today in Lawrence, Kansas. I am, hour and a half fresh back from Lawrence. So there's that. Again, the EG3 pod underneath the 3-Wide Pod, EG3 podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify. I know I've gotten those questions lately. So there's that. I am just still in awe that those of you subscribe to my podcast and listen to me, whereas talk sports, or if you like NASCAR, talk about that as well. We'll get to NASCAR later on this weekend, or if I have time before then, I'll get to that at another time. But yes, I know. get to me right now. So this is postcast, yes sir, the very first race of the 2026 season or year officially. Look, this is not how I was originally want to plan it at all. This was at Astra, Irish Mile in Lawrence. This was not in the cards anyway. This was not in the cards. I know there's episode we were getting ready for New York. Obviously, it's a long story, kind of a long story there. It has a little bit of layers to that. I'm not going to go any further detail right now on that, but at this moment, anyways, it is what it is. But I am going to sit here and say congratulations. I know there was a couple of heavy hitters up there that ran the half marathon in New York, so I want to give their shout out, their love, their shout out for completing that race. Obviously, the hometown New Yorkers up there, but I do know, recognize a few of them that came across my timeline there on the Instagram page anyways in the last 48 hours or so. So, there are a couple big names that I recognize that I follow on there. So congratulations to everybody, which is like 30,000 of them up there in New York for the New York City half. Yeah, that was the plan, and I am accustomed to this by now. Things change, unfortunately, there on that end. Like I said, I'm not going to go any deeper. I've already told a couple people that I'm not going to go into specifics of that. So I'm going to keep, and I'll probably make a side note or whatever when I get to this post on Instagram later on, probably this weekend there as well. So there's that information there. I know some people are kind of like, what? He just jumping in a mile? Yep, he did. He did, but it was due to circumstances. So I'm like, you know, I was fighting between, even beforehand, even while getting ready for New York, I was talking my, kind of trying to talk my, and I kind of talked to inconsistent in existence. Now, it was not on purpose. But again, I was like, I'd rather do the mile instead of the half marathon because, you see, well, obviously, it's obvious to me, anyways, I've known this forever, that 5Ks, it's up our alley, and 5Ks, the mile, this is a huge statement. Today, what I just pulled out, and I didn't have no goal. I did not have, look, going into this at Astra, Lawrence, Irish Mile, which, oh, by the way, this is our third, which ended up being our third straight year doing it. And I felt, for whatever reason today, I felt very optimistic. Now, I didn't have a time in mind, obviously, but I knew I was just fooling around, just kind of being silly with a few good friends today. Shout out to Marina and Misael, or in this case, Misa. So I know I butchered your name, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But we're out for the rest of the show. It's gonna be Misa and Marina. So shout out to you guys. Today was just a overall blast, and not to mention, I mean, I didn't think I was gonna get and not to you. Be too humble here, but I thought I was going to be around 501, 502 in that range again, because it seemed to me in these road races that I always float around that point. Now, again, I was not training for this mile. I was not training for this mile at all. I was getting ready for the half marathon. And again, another curveball was thrown at EG3 again. But it seems like every time a curveball has been thrown at me, I respond big. And it seems like at this point, I mean, whatever changeups, curveballs you got, we ain't backing away from it. And I wish I had a saying. I can't think of it right now. It's still too fresh. But you know, you got to keep out. We ain't knocked out yet. We ain't done yet. Not in this podcast. And to go out there and to just absolutely rip one like that. Now, it was awesome to do that. Now, I thought I was having no voice coming in here, because, boy, that towards the end of that, boy, we were wrong on the wind. We were running against it. Pretty much like, now, last year, a huge wind gust on the way back. And I'm not going to blame the wind, because obviously we can't control the weather. AKA living in the Midwest. You can't control that. It's supposed to be spring right now. We're still dealing with windy, cold conditions. And on the way, just when I got back to the EGD confines, it started snowing. For a little bit, like coming right to the end, back in town. Oh, I see snowflakes, small ones. Oh my goodness! This is typical March weather. We can get anywhere else. I've been up here too long, not to get too comfortable, because it ain't spring until like late April or something like that. Like that. So, but yeah, like coming up here, coming back, it's been mostly an overcast day. There was some sunshine during the race, but it was still cold. Now, again, we've done this race now for the third straight year on for this podcast, and I haven't even mentioned the time yet. You're truly Fast Eddie, aka EG3, or aka Fast Eddie in this case here. Fast Eddie brought the big dogs out. Sub 5. We did it. This time, there is no question about it. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't hear nothing about no time adjustment, anything like that. This is legit. Oh, yeah, this is legit, baby. 4:58, sub 5 on the road. I already know what I can do on the track. That's easy. That's easy to me. The track. Now, yes, track, I'm more comfortable. If you've been following this podcast for last year, or even going back to when I changed the format, You already know KC Metro Mile is going down. Hey, oh yes, heck yes, in June. Oh yeah, it's going down. This is a huge statement to everybody, to all of Kansas City, mainly KC, because I feel like I've been put in the back burner, and this is a huge confidence boost now. Like I said to the K-State, about the K-State women's basketball team, now I do have another podcast that's related to K-State. That's an everyday podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna give them a shout-out. Yep, Purple Project Podcast. Again, same feed as you can listen to this podcast. I talked about the building blocks, at least towards them, right, and the way they've been playing. And they're just coming off. Now, they're playing more postseason, but they're not in the NCAA tournament. They're not in the NCAA. They're in the WNIT. Now, there's a new name to that, which I'm still not used to saying that. The WBIT. I don't know why they changed it to that. But we're going to go to WNIT on this show. And I've said over on that side of the coin that, all right, just build. Build. You're going to have to rebuild. You're basically rebuilding that program with talented youngsters, and you probably say two veterans on that squad, and the way that they have risen to the occasion, especially 2 weeks ago up here in KC for the Big 12 tournament, the way that they played up there really gave me some inspiration to say, hey, yeah, Hey, you can do this, man. So, and I think last night, a light bulb finally, I think finally is the wrong word, but I think kind of just lit up to me in my brain saying, hey, and I think I went back not to, and funny enough that I ended 2025 with a road mile and started 2026 with the road mile. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer the Third, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie, and he was Fast Eddie today out there in Lawrence, Kansas. Sub 5, baby. That's what I'm talking about out there in Lawrence, Kansas today. Oh, by the way, a top 10 finish, runner-up in the Masters division today as well. But more importantly, this is legit. So I don't want to hear nothing. I just want to hear. I don't want to hear anymore because I think, to me personally, I'm carrying a bigger chip on my shoulders for the races. And this was despite all the attention. I'm like, all right, what's to see? I'll probably just be around 4:05 again, but I didn't pay attention to my watch, so I was just keeping my eye on the big marker and not worried about, not too much about the leads because they're on their own zip code. But yeah. I wish I would have got a seventh place right there because I was on the move, but also I was starting to run out of gas too because that last quarter, yeah, my lungs started to burn up. I didn't think I was going to come on here and record tonight. I really did not. I think that's the worst my lungs have felt. To be totally honest, in quite a while, even over all the road races I've done, even the Casey Metro Mile races I've done, this is probably the worst. So, and imagine if I get God-given ability to run fast. But again, you still got to put in the work. You still got to put in the work out there. You can't just rely on just the talent. You still got to go out there, whether that's baseball. Oh, by the way, USA getting ready to play Venezuela for the WBC championship, world championship tonight. So I'm quarter ahead of that. But you still got to put in the work. You still got to put in the time. I don't have time to do so. And even with all said and done, I'm still now. This was out. No legit speed work. Now I just did like a couple, made a couple adjustments to the speed workouts because, you know, I gotta get on the track, man. So I did that. I'm not gonna attribute that. Well, maybe a little bit, but it's like, all right. Just imagine if you had maybe a month or just like a small block to just prioritize yourself on a mile run or a 5K. Ooh, woo. We're gonna have a chance to do that, baby. Because this little stretch right here coming up. Ooh, I'm excited for it. That includes the Casey Metro Mile and yours truly. I'm not going to go into any specifics right now because I don't want to, again, jump ahead in front of the gun, jump myself in front of hurdles because I know better. Things change. And so, yours truly, EG3, got something up his sleeve. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to leave it. That's a cliffhanger right there. I'm not going to say anything else right now. We're going to celebrate this because this is, well, sir, this was not point. This was basically, I'm not going to go out there. I'm just going out there and just run. Too much thinking. And probably because of Trump, maybe because it's not running too many half marathons or marathons. It's good and all. Get it done. Afterwards, get it done. But it's like all the preparation, all this stuff's like, it's too much thinking going on. I just need to go out and just run. Just don't think about it. Don't think about running certain pace, anything else like that. It feels nice to go out there and just crank one out, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I'm not gonna put no time out there. I'm not doing that. I'm just gonna go out there and just let it hang, and whatever happens at this point, because that's what it is right now. Whatever happens, you know, it happens because we can't control what we can't control. because I should know better than that. So you know what? I'm just gonna go out there. I'm not gonna put a whole lot of pressure on myself. You know, run a certain time. I want to get under this time. This is too much. Too much. It's just too much thinking. I think I've done too much thinking. Too much thinking and more just on the move. Hammer down and just go. Just move. I think that I grew up in that. track and field is my specialty, and that's all I really, that's all that I'm comfortable with, honestly. Now, yes, it's all, it's great to complete these amazing, now it's no, I'm not throwing no shots at any long, like any ultras, anything like that, marathon or anything like that. I've completed my share of marathon, and not to mention, I've completed somehow or another a couple ultras, and EG3 could be up to sleep for another one. I'll leave it alone. But yeah, so we'll see. I know I got asked about a marathon. I mean, I don't know. Right now, I think this was the alternative anyways, if things were to change, that, all right, let's just kind of start over. Let's start back over a little bit. Let's work on what you know how, is speed. That's what you know. That's our specialty right now. Or in the past anyways. Starting back up running, I did a bunch of 5Ks. And we're successful in them. Because obviously, you know, speed, you know, high school, you know, jumping the track and field team. That all started in my junior year. I know I'm bringing way back memories, but you know. So as a junior, and kind of went back to the time machine early today. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So yeah, man. So I didn't have a goal come in. This was not on the list because of what happened with the whole New York thing getting in. I didn't expect to get in that, and now hearing some stuff, well, not pertaining to the half, but to the full marathon. Now, here's some stuff rumbling around, stuff like that. I'm like, okay. Our new New York marathon, the full, was hard to get into anyway. But now, hearing some other things from that, from people getting in, you're like, I'm not going to touch that right now. I'm not going to touch that right now because I got to listen to some other podcasts before I even have a say in that. Not conversation, because yeah, I mean, I kind of already said it a little bit there. It's nice to have those accomplishments there as well, but y'all gonna get me in trouble there as well. So yeah, New York's already hard to get into anyway. So it's like all the expenses, and you know, you gotta get trained, and especially if it's a first timer, it's like. So it's like everybody, you know, it's like the whole world applies for it. You're not going to get in anyway. It's just so like, that's like, though, I didn't expect to get in the New York half. I didn't expect to get in that. You're talking about New York and how hard it's getting in any of those races anyway. I mean, at least with how Mala has gone the last 6 months, I didn't expect to get in that. So I kind of on the other building block, I kind of talked myself out of it. You know, a little bit, but again, this is kind of a long story how I got to this point. Anyways, but hey, you know, you gotta celebrate it. Why can't you just gotta make adjustments? And this was another adjustment. Again, this is huge. Getting right out of the gate. Now, this is the first race for me since November, late November, around Thanksgiving. And I told y'all that I did a road mile downhill, and this was downhill, by the way, which I don't really gonna count it, but I still ran like 5:02, which I went out way. I know I went out too fast because I was trying to chase down them young boys, but that didn't work out because I ran out of gas halfway, so that did not work out. I had a plan going in that, and that kind of got thrown in the trash can. Said screw it. We'll run these guys down. That was a bad idea. So turn around here, 5 months later, and doing another road mile. All right, let's just see what we got. We're doing all this running, and I feel I've been honestly giving hip early on and everything else. I felt fine, able to do runs, able to sometimes do double runs. still, yep, Eddie's still doing that. And yeah, you know, let's give it a shot here, see what we got. No expectations, no nothing. Let's go out there and just let it rip for a little bit. It felt great overall, but that last quarter mile, woo! I started to run out of gas. That's right there. That was a horrible feeling right there. Lungs burning up big time. There, I'm glad that we got to the finish. And I did not pay attention to the clock at all. I was looking for the clock, and I didn't see it. Because I didn't see it. I was just, you know, trying to keep my eyes on a certain marker. And for the most part, I think we did a great... I think I did a good job of doing that, obviously, and going up that hill. This time, I did not hesitate. Like last year, I felt like I hesitated a little bit, getting that momentum up the hill, down Mass Street, or I should say up Mass Street first, for the first half of it. And then I just said, do not stop. Do not slow up. Do not do any of that. Eddie, keep moving. Do not stop. If you got momentum, keep the momentum going. Do not stop. So I can't learn a lesson there from last year. Keep moving. And we'll see if it get, this downhill was, it felt like it took forever to get downhill this time. I don't know why. It just felt like it. There and then all the way home. Did not feel the big blast, wind blast this time. It's like, hang on, just hang on for your life. Let's get to the finish, baby. Get to the finish. And we got there. And voila. And when I looked at the Garmin, the first year we did this, I did this race was fly flat. Guess what the Garmin said on when I finally stopped it? Yeah, fly flat. It was on a low end. It was on a low end fly flat. Like, oh man, I can't get away from this fly flat. In Lawrence, Kansas. This is the EJ3 podcast, Eddie Greer, postcast at Astra Lawrence Irish Mile on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2026. Yours truly, Riley Gate, sub 5, baby. Eddie Greer, the third here for this podcast. Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, okay, all right, I'm interested to see the official results. This has to be under 5. And surely enough, after the post cool down with Misa in Marina, that that's all I was thinking. Honestly, so like, and we got to see the first time in all 3 years. I had to jet out before now because I had to jet out because get ahead of the parade. See, here we go. My voice is gonna go out. Parade's gonna go on, and we came back, and yeah, the train was going. You see the line there. Buses, classic cars, and whatnot, down Mass Street and up past the bridge and all that. So we're a part of that for a little bit right there as well. So sure enough, it was official. It is official now. 4:58 sub 5. Cannot out of all. This is kind of my weakness. Again, I already know what I can do on the track. Automatic confidence, but I think what gave me the confidence was going back and looking at what was it I was looking at. I think I want to say it was Thanksgiving downhill. That I think it was that same race I finished, what, 5:02 or something like that. It was that one or the other one. I cannot remember now, but I was looking at some old data and whatnot of mine, and I had it set on 400s. Not again. I know it was one of the mile races. I cannot picture which one it was, but I was like, okay, if you can put down five flat, or no, not five flat, sub five on the track, you know you should put down five sub five on the road. Bro, you can be consistently around the five low fives, 505, 50. I pretty much touched them all. 501, 502, 503, 504, 505. I pretty much touched them all. Alright. I gotta see what is holding me up from consistently putting down sub fives. And everybody says, or at least all the YouTube videos anyways, that the third lap or the third 400 is the hardest one. Oh yeah, I can attest to that. And I honestly didn't feel it. It was the last one. So that's, if I can like tighten up the third four on the third 400, tighten up a little bit, this is going to be interesting. And it was. So definitely a big switch. Today. It was the last 400 that I started feeling bad. Bad there. Like lungs, they're burned up really bad. I got to get to the finish line. I really going to blow up here. But this was out, no specific mile training at all. Now, obviously, thank the good Lord for my God-given ability to be fast and have, what was it, the word I was used during the post I'm trying to think what was mentioned in there. That the post cool down run, muscle memory. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, muscle memory. Like apparently I do. I don't know. Apparently I do. I guess. I don't know. I'm not training to be bad. I'm trying to be. You know. I don't know. I don't know. But today, you know, I felt very overall. Honestly, guys and gals, I felt very optimistic. Is given the fact that what has happened outside of work, outside of podcasting, outside of running races or trying to run races or whatnot, or trying to run a big race or whatnot, you still have the ability to just block that out and to go out there and put something down, especially like this early. And going back to the women's basketball, K-State women's basketball team for a minute. You know, building, you know, going through the ups and downs, and then finally hitting their stride in that Big 12 tournament, going to the semifinals. You know, this is early. This is early. So, and the hope is, now again, there is a debate between myself and I about a potential road race. I haven't made a full decision yet. It was going to be based on the day. And if I do go in there, I want to build on this for sure. We already know what I can do on the track. Now, the track obviously comes naturally to me. So I was like, it was just one of those. It kind of took me back a little bit towards back when I first ran the Casey Metro Mile. You know, and you know what? You know, I never ran this. You know, when I discovered it via my brother Alex, told me about it. It's like you should do it. Alex was the one that told me about it. It's like, hey, you need to get into this. I think you'll like this. And yep, sure enough. 3 appearances later. Yeah, still love it. And I'm looking forward to, knock on wood. A 4th later this summer. But yeah, man, so I'm tired of running in these. I'm faster than this. So I'm like, you know, screw it. You know, let's go out there and no thinking, no running, no pace, anything like this. Let's go. Hang on for D-Live for 5 minutes to see what comes out on the other side. And boy, we hit it on today. So I have not checked the splits. I had it set on 400 splits. My race personally. My race, talk about me. Talk about my race personally. Of course, this is the EG3 podcast. So yeah, it's going to be about me. Or for instance, me. Yeah, so I'm definitely going to go back and look at the 400 splits. See what's the worst one because we're definitely strong in the first half because I was moving, and then yeah, the last 400 definitely, if I had a guess, would be the last, probably the worst one, but we'll see, we'll have to see the numbers there. But yeah, definitely I want to build at least when it comes to the road mile. Now again, it could be all the same, I don't know, but I was like, just take it out for a minute. You're fast. You're out there. You usually out there with the big dogs anyway. You can run with these big dogs. Go up there, see where you're at against those big dogs, and we'll go to work from there. And sure enough, it's like, hey, we're closing the gap, baby. We're closing the gap because every time I show up, yeah, baby, we beating somebody big in this area. Like last year, the KC Metro Mile, yeah, we beat I beat a big dog. Yep, in the KC Metro Mile. Yep, yep, beat him. Yep, add another one to the list. Yep. So I feel like I'm still an underdog for whatever reason. That's just my feeling. Anyway, that's just my feeling. I still feel like I'm an underdog, honestly. Because, I mean, I don't know. That's just my thought. Do I have an explanation for that? I don't have a clear explanation of that for right now. That's all I know. It's like, sitting there thinking to myself, you know, like, what? Everybody's talking about everybody else. You know what I mean? He's like, poor Eddie, you know, like, he's going through all this stuff, and nobody's not saying nothing. You know what? That's all right, because, I think my coworker put it a few weeks back, kind of nice and simple for me. He's content where he's at right now. I'm content where I'm at right now. It's like, hey, you mean, I'm fortunate enough to still be running. Blessed enough, fortunate enough to be still running. And finally, I think the cobwebs have been knocked off now, knocked off, and I think we're going to run. I told y'all this is a small run coming up, a little bit, a couple of races here and there, and then, like I said here this episode tonight on the EG3 podcast, EC3 got up, something up his sleeve. I kind of gave a couple clues. I'm not gonna go back and tell y'all. Y'all should be paying attention. Y'all should be listening as well. But yeah, this right here, I couldn't be more. And I couldn't be more ecstatic, proud. What we just put down. Because the last race was my race downhill, and that was a little bit disappointing. This right here is more science. This is the fastest. This is definitely the fastest road mile now. Legit, official. I don't want to hear nothing about no adjustment of time. I don't want to hear all that. No. Fast Eddie, put it down. They don't call me Fast Eddie for nothing. Everybody calls me that. Hey, they don't call me Fast Eddie for nothing. Just saying, put it out there. But this is the fastest road mile yet. Fastest Irish mile yet. Because this is the third straight year I've done this. And the first year was 5 flat. Second year last year, we were right there until the very end. Lost a couple seconds. I think this one's more satisfying because of all the crap, everything else I've been through. So I'm definitely gonna take this with a stride, and hopefully, like the K-State Women's basketball team, I know I've used them as an example here on this episode tonight, this postcast tonight, which will come out. This will come out either Friday or Monday, or next Monday. So for those of you new to the show, because I've within the last 24 hours about my podcast, usually these EG3 ups, these episodes, why is this on camera? we got it back. All right. Yeah. So why is this on camera? I don't know. But anyways, now I got it back. Now, what I was going to say. Yes. EG3, real quick before we wrap this up for the night. Usually these podcasts, EG3 podcast comes out on Mondays. Now, I've been uploading these on either on Mondays or Fridays, depending on the subject. Whether it's me, when it's me, it's usually on Fridays, which it could come out on Friday. There was no episode last week, so there will be an episode this week. And for you NASCAR fans out there, there will be an episode coming out on the following Monday. So that is in the cards for sure. There, we'll get you caught up on there. Again, life's been crazy. Work has been insanely busy. So I haven't had a chance to talk NASCAR on that side. We'll get you all squared away with that on the next recording. But this will probably end up coming out on Sunday night, probably, this episode. So be on the lookout for that on Sunday night. And I will make an Instagram post about it as well this weekend as well. So it'll all match up there as well. But yes, appreciate you guys for listening to another edition of the EG3 podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google. Yes, I've had a couple people already within the last, again, 48 hours or so ask me, yeah, you do a podcast? Hey, you do a podcast? I'm like, yes, Eddie still does the podcast, even when things don't go his way. still doing a podcast, baby. Still doing a podcast. So yes, EG3 pod underneath the 3-wad pod with EG3. You can type any of those in, and you should be able to find it. I'm easy. That podcast is easy to find there as well as yours truly. Hits a home run right out of the gate. Now I didn't win nothing. I did not win anything. But you're to go to crank out a sub-5 like that, right off the bat. Here in mid-March, that gives me a lot of confidence. And oh boy, KC community, y'all know what it is. Ooh, y'all don't want to see me. I'm sorry. y'all should know better. I'm still here. Fast Eddie's still in the building, baby. Don't forget about me. I've been waiting to say that. I've been sitting on that one for a long while. I've been sitting on it. So definitely, I'm fired up. I didn't think I would have a voice come on here, but I am fired up, ready to run some more. We'll see how I feel in the morning. I'm definitely going to run. Well, I just got done beforehand talking to my coach about it. She's ecstatic about that. She's very pumped up about it as well. So I was like, you know what? You know, the first 5K thing, it's always been up my alley because speed. And there's no thinking. There's no, I got to run this. All you do is go out there and just hammer down, pedal to the metal. Ain't no certain time, at least for me. I mean, I think I've been overthinking way too much. Just go out there and just run. Don't think, don't do anything stupid. Don't do it. Just go out there, have a fun, go out there, just ride, ride out. Right out, you know what I'm saying? That's what we did down there. So this was unexpected, folks. Unexpected. And you know what? Again, on this podcast, again, I have to say it. Things happen. And you just gotta attack it. Whether attacking the mile, attacking life, whatever it is that you're dealing with, you gotta go attack it, deal with it, and then try to move on. try to move on. So definitely I am fired up about it. Very, very ecstatic about this performance today. Sub 5. One more time, EG3. Sub 5, baby. In Lawrence, the best road mile yet to date. And this was better than the market mile. I'm sure you're going to be able to do this, but it's like, nope, you start off too slow. So it's like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to use that momentum. And this is a road mile best. So there wasn't a PR. You can say that as well for sure. But yeah, this is the third straight year that I've ran. I was originally going to run this because of New York. But you know what? Again, things happen. You have to make adjustments somehow, some way. So you know what? With all this running I've been doing, let's just use this as a little mile trial. Well, we passed that with my colors today down there. So yeah, I couldn't be more proud of myself. And I know I'm usually hard on myself. That's just the way it is there. And now we got some momentum going into the month of April. Woo! I cannot wait. And so one race is still pending. I kind of mentioned it earlier. I didn't mention the event. A potential another road mile race. It was all depending on what happened today. So very, very intrigued now. It's been on my bucket list too to do. It's the same week as the trolley, which we already locked in on that one. We're already in, baby, on that. So I'm excited for that trolley next month. Can't wait for it. I missed it. Train for a suit marathon. That ain't happening this year, okay, unless another curveball happens. But yeah, not missing it this year. We're doing it. We did sign up for that one. So I've been back and forth, and that my race is the same week. It falls on a Tuesday night. So I'm like, we got a little momentum here. We might have to jump in on that one too, to see what's up. But today. I would say today's was an overall success. Now let's see. Let's get through the rest of this work week here. Let's just see what we can do. And our next race will be, spoiler alert. Yes, sir. We have signed. We are back in the ball game, baby. Rock the Parkway. Yes, sir. No, it's not the half marathon. We are going to be doing the 5K. Yes, sir. Oh, familiar territory. Familiar territory because, what, the Ward 4, 4 Park, well, Ward on 4, 4th on the 4th. We're getting all messed up here. That summer race on Ward Parkway, Ward on 4th, 4th on Ward. See, now I'm getting myself tied up with that. So, for those that have done that, y'all know what I'm talking about. And then, of course, you have the Thanksgiving run on that as well. So, now yours truly is going to be getting ready for that 5K, not the half marathon. No, I'm not going to jump in that. And I have my own reasons on that. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that tonight. I don't have time for it. But yeah, so we're going to do the 5. And this was my backup plan. If I was going to do a half marathon, I was going to get back, kind of start over and just rip 5Ks. And so here's another one. 5K going down April 11th, and of course, a lot of my folks doing the half marathon, obviously, so you got that going on. I am doing things a little bit differently. I'm going to tack this 5, see what's up. So there's that. So I'm going to turn the tables and get ready for that after this week is over. So that is that as well. But yeah, man, I'm again, blessed to be talking to you guys again on this podcast. This will probably end up coming out on Sunday night. Now that I think about it, so y'all gonna have to wait a little bit, but and then of course I'll record NASCAR, and then if anything else pops up, and of course we got the NCAA tournament coming up as well this week. So NCAA tournament, yep, we got that going on starting tomorrow. I think it's already started with these last four in ball games. And so you have that. Obviously, I have K-State women's basketball. They're in the WNIT, which is, again, the actual name's WBIT. I don't know why they changed it to that instead of kept it at the WNIT, but whatever. It is what it is. So it's a lot going on. But, yeah, this podcast will come out on Sunday night. I think that's a good idea. And then I'm about to hop on and do just a mini tease. I'm going to do just a mini story here real quick. There and then, yeah, we're continuing to rock and roll this week, try to build on this momentum and then get to work on getting ready for this 5K going down right here in Kansas City, Missouri, the Rock the Parkway 5K. Now, in the past, we've done Rock the Parkway twice before the half marathon. Didn't do it last year because we're out of town on another race that we won. Yep, did that. And now, due to the Bridge and Dam not having an event, I think they canceled it this year. I can't remember the full details on it, but that allowed all of us, the original KCRC folks, to do the Rock the Parkway half marathon. So pretty much everybody's doing that. I'm doing, with the circumstances now changing up on me, I'm doing the 5K. I officially signed up for it just a couple of days ago. So we're turning my tables on that. See what we can shake and bake. Down to 5K, baby. So, if anything, huge confidence builder with this. This is to me, in my field of the pit box, NASCAR reference. This is a big statement been thrown down. Now I didn't win nothing. Now again, I didn't win anything, but put down like this, something like this. This early, ooh, Casey, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know better. Y'all know what I'm capable of. And I think I've been put aside, been kicked to the side. Now I have my reasons. I'm not gonna talk about it right now. Obviously, I'm fired up now. Fired up. I've been sitting on a lot of emotions. So, and I'm only sharing just the base of them here tonight. On this big time postcast, sub five postcast edition of the ETZ podcast. So yeah, y'all already know. Everybody, y'all already know. So y'all know better. Y'all know better. Count me out. Y'all know better. I know my friend always says that every time I race, like, don't count Eddie out. Y'all know better. And again, ET3 comes up big yet again. In Lawrence today, sub five, could not be more ecstatic. This is spite. No actual speed training. But I guess, again, the God-given ability to use it, go fast. And, hey, they don't call me fast today for nothing. The ET3 podcast, get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we're free and available weekly. Sometimes twice a week. I didn't post an episode last week. There will be an episode posted on the weekend. This right here will come out. And then I'll do an Instagram post this weekend as well. I'm gonna hop on Instagram and do this mini story real quick. So there's that. So yeah, it's well deserved. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Google, just about every podcasting platform. You can find the ET3 podcast under the 3-wide pile with ET3. Boy, we got something shaken up here in 2026. It started well. We started up with this Ad Astra, and shout out to the at Astra and Lawrence. I almost said Fleet. They got them stores right there next to each other for I don't know why, but that's a whole nother podcast for another night. I just thought about that. You know, like Fleet right here at Astra right there. I'm like, what? That's like some Kansas City stuff right there. You got Best Buy and Radio Shack. I know they don't sell Radio Shack anymore, but what? Whatever it is, man. But seriously, though, thank you so much again for your support of this podcast. If you know the host of the show, yeah, it's me, Eddie Greer. Pass the word along about this podcast. Obviously, I'll be talking about more about just myself and running Like we'll be talking about the NCAA tournament and things like that. And of course, our next event is definitely going to be the Rocky Parkway. Now, again, after that, it's still up to debate whether I'm going to jump in another road mile before a trolley or not. That is still up for debate there. But after what I just did today, that is very much in play. So we're going to put a pin on that for right now. We're going to put a pin on this podcast right now. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to another edition. We made it to the cross the finish line on another episode right here in the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, a.k.a. EG3. Thank you again so much for listening to another Sub-5 postcast edition of this podcast. We did it. This was unplanned, but I couldn't be more fired up to finally get out of this rut, whatever it is I've been in, and get back out there. It was refreshing just to get back out there and compete, put this conditioning in good use, if you will. Well, not necessarily my conditioning, but we knocked it out of the park today. Everybody did today, whether it's winning the race or completing the race. It doesn't matter. Everyone did it today. And now continue to train for what you're ready for. And we're going to get to work. We're going to try to make some more noise in this Rock RTP 5K in a few weeks, baby. Cannot wait, baby. So for that. But right now, we're going to put a pin on this episode. Appreciate y'all. Almost a K-State Nation. So, Purple Project Podcast. Find it on the same feed. My other podcast that I do every day podcast. So that's why it just comes out naturally. So I almost said it, but again, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, another podcast that I do each and every day. If you're a big K-State fan, might want to go hop over there and give that a listen as well. Spring sports in action, track and field, K-State track and field, indoor, shout out, men's team coming home and fourth, overall in the indoor championships. Missed podium, but somehow still got a trophy out of it. But hey, I don't care. Hey, I'll take, like I said on the postcard, I don't care. I'll take the trophy. Give me the trophy. I'll take that. So that was awesome. And we have a national champion out of the women's team, Daniela Wampongkego, winning the triple jump. Shout out on this podcast there as well. K-State track and field is on the up and up. I'm excited for the outdoor season. There's one. I'm excited about this mini season that we're about to hop on into. KC, you ready? I don't know if you are. I don't know if y'all are. But thank you again for listening to another edition. Eddie Greer, we're rolling out of here. Thank you so much again for listening to another edition. Postcast, sub-5 postcast edition of the EG3 podcast.